Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. Beat up cars.
That's Heartman. Rock and roll right there. That's Hoosier music from John Mellencamp. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Ivan Meisner is our guest, almost 17-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International, the largest and really the only business networking organization in the world. It matters. And I'm going to get some email for that probably. His new book is called Avoiding the Networking Disconnect, the 3 R's to Reconnect. That's his brand new one. What have you written? Something under 30 books, Ivan? And
21. And 21st book.
Something under a billion sold across the galaxy. So folks, check it out wherever books are sold. Ivan, talk to us some more about this disconnect thing, this networking disconnect. If you disconnect, does that presume that you were once connected?
It does presume that you were once connected, or that you thought you were connected. You think you know how to network. Mm-hmm. And the second thing that we were talking about before we went to break is investing in social capital. By the way, I like your expression, contribute first and contract second, because that's really what it's about. You have to invest in the other person in some way. You have to invest in the relationship in some way before you can ask for a withdrawal.
Right.
And that's what goes wrong a lot in networking.
Well, and this is something that it just, you know what, Ivan, and you know, you're the world's expert at this. It's not only the right thing to do. It's not only a business best practice. It will bring you joy in your life. This behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sake, Ivan, what are we doing here on this earth? What are we doing in the marketplace? If we can't accumulate and spread joy, money isn't the thing. You know, stuff isn't the thing, is it? I mean, that's just a way to keep score, isn't it, Ivan?
It is, and it's, I think that the relationships are the core to success, whether you're talking about money or whether you're talking about business, whether you're talking about making an impact in the world. It's really all done through relationships.
Well, if somebody said, why would I network? I'd say, you know what I would tell them? To find joy in your life, and if you do that in the marketplace, you'll become successful.
Yeah, and one of the ways to do that, I think, is to be interested, not interesting.
Say that again. I love that.
It's to be interested, not interesting. And what you see people try to do when they're networking is be interesting. You know, it's all about me. Me, 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 me. Let me tell you all about me. And it's one of the reasons why a lot of people think that extroverts make better networkers, because they're very vocal. They're happy to go up and just start talking to people. But actually, extroverts can sometimes be really poor networkers because they tend to talk about their favorite subject,
mm-hmm,
themselves, rather than ask questions about someone else. So it's one of the reasons why introverts can actually be pretty good at networking if they learn how to make that first contact. And they're very good at listening.
One of the most interesting things, if you ever have a chance to watch this, and I've been in the middle of one of these whirlwinds, Ivan, where I was trying to be interested,
yeah,
and the other person was too. we'd go to war, right? You know, trying to get the other one to talk about themselves.
Well, that's funny.
It's a hilarious thing, and I actually did it one time, and one guy was talking to. I was actually a prospect. I was calling on a prospect, and I was doing this, and he was doing it back to me. And he said, "Blasingame, this is my office. I get to ask you about you." He knew what I was doing. It was funny how we were just, you know, bumping into each other, and it was fun how it turned out.
Well, that's pretty rare. It's usually the other way around.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons why people oftentimes don't like networking, because they view it as being very mercenary, when in fact it often does feel that way. It's, you know, sometimes you go to a networking event and you want to go get a shower afterwards.
Well, and I'll tell you, if you feel that it's mercenary, then you're networking with the wrong people.
Yeah,
or if you're the one who's that way, then you're going into it with the wrong feeling in your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And you've got to go into it with the idea of building relationships, not doing transactions. I'm going to quote you on the contribute first and contract second.
It's in the book, as Brother Dave used to say. Well, and of course, I've learned so much from you, Ivan, and your books and your folks, and the work that you've done. I don't know anybody on the planet who's done more to promote Giver's Gain than Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. And Ivan, that's got to bring you joy. That's got to make you happy, because, you know, folks, when you hear Ivan acting like a regular guy, a nice person, he's literally that way. But that's got to make you feel like, you know, you've had a great success financially in what you've done, and you deserve every bit of it. But all that set aside, it's got to make you feel good knowing that you've had that kind of influence on folks.
Yeah, you know, it feels good being able to help business people generate business, especially, you know, during some of the tough economic times. That,
yeah.
That,
but more than business, Ivan, you've helped them find joy in their relationships.
You know what, I was at a chapter meeting a few years ago. This is really off topic, but
hold on to that thought. Can you tell that story after the break?
All right.
Don't forget it. Ladies and gentlemen, Ivan Meisner, ivanmeisner.com is his website, bni.com is the company website. The book is called Avoiding the Network Disconnect, the 3 R's to reconnect, I should say. We'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
My friend, oh Lord, I'm sucking old dye up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.